Bryony House is a shelter for abused women and their children. It has been operating in Halifax for 31 years and is the largest transition house for women in Nova Scotia. Each year, Bryony House offers safety and shelter to over 450 women and children and answers over 4,000 distress calls. Due to a funding freeze from the provincial government, Bryony House has not seen a funding increase since 1996. This summer, Bryony House cut its outreach services and let go their outreach employee. Pressure is now mounting for the NDP government to help with immediate funding. This is Lori Walton from the Friends of Transition Houses speaking at Halifax's Labor Day celebration.
The cuts at Bryony House have stemmed from 13 years of no increase of operating budgets, and it's directly transferred into the cuts of the outreach services at Bryony House here in Halifax. And there was, they only had one outreach worker, and essentially by eliminating that position, they eliminated the service for the women in our community. And that is appalling. Appalling that that's happened. And it's we're also seeing that it's happening now, which is what the Transition House Association, the other transition houses in Nova Scotia, looked at Bryony House and what was being done to Bryony House's services, and they knew that they were going to face the same sort of cuts that Bryony House did, and we see that now happening at the Cape Breton Transition House, where they're looking at cutting services, and those cuts are imminent.
Provincial NDP Premier Daryl Dexter answered questions about the funding freeze.
Over the course of the campaign, we were very clear on the Transition House funding. We said we would increase that significantly. We pointed out that in the plan, we had rolled out the four-year plan, that we would be doing that in year two of the government. We're on track to meet that commitment. I don't know, it may be necessary to look at whether or not that could be moved forward, but, we talked to the transition year, Transition House representatives before. We filled out the survey. They know exactly what the elements are of our commitment. I assume they would expect us to keep those. We expect to keep them. So, the real question is whether or not, that's going to come in time to help some of those, difficult, to get them through some of the difficulties they're having. And obviously, we're looking at that as well.
Lori Walton explained why the outreach services are important.
The outreach services are extremely important to the community. They help the women who can't or don't feel that they're ready to leave their homes, aren't sure if they're actually being abused. Some of the women say, I'm not physically hit. There was a story that was told the other night at the information night where one of the workers was talking about the importance of the outreach services, and she was saying that she visited the home of a woman who said, yes, he pulled a gun to my head, but he's never physically hurt me, so I don't know if I would need Transition House services. So the outreach services were there to help guide and help these women who weren't sure if they fall under that normal assumption of what a woman who needs a shelter looks like. And also the Transition House outreach services also help after the women are done their transition time in the transition houses, helping them with court dates, being with them, helping them through financial crisis, guiding them on how to get their personal finances, personal lives back in order where they're in control of it so they can continue on with their lives and lead productive lives.
Mm. And tell us about the situation in Cape Breton and how it relates to Halifax. You said there might be losing cuts up there as well.
Yeah, there's. They've just announced in the past week or so that the Cape Breton Transition House is facing imminent cuts, and they're not sure which services are going to be cut yet. It's still very new, whether it is going to be their outreach services or whether it's going to be some of their children's programs. What is happening now in the transition houses is because they don't have a budget that's been increased that's adequate to survive and thrive on, that the And where they usually get their other funding is from fundraising. But with the economic times we're in now, it's tight. No one can afford to give the money that they used to give. So these houses are really in crisis. And it's a direct relation to that. And we're hoping with a new Democratic government in Nova Scotia that will be changed. And yes, they put that in their budget platform for the second year. When you take in consideration when that's going to happen, their second year budget doesn't come into play until 2011, which is too late. We're going to lose these services in essential, like it's essential services, and people are going to essentially be hurt by that, literally be hurt by that. Not to have those programs to go in the community, not to have the children's services to help the children deal with the abuse that they faced seeing in their home is really appalling, and we need to do something now to fix that.
According to Liberal Party member Manning MacDonald, quote, when in opposition, the NDP said they would support these organizations. Now in government, it's time for the NDP to put its money where its mouth is, end quote. Instead, Premier Daryl Dexter commented on his government's other commitment to stick to the existing budget.
Well, as I said, we're going to look at it too, but you know, we made other commitments as well, one of which is what we were going to bring in this budget year was the budget that was already there, and we weren't going to attempt to tinker with that other than to make the absolute commitments that we had made. So, you know, that is that's where we're at. But what I can say is I recognize the difficulties you're having, and we are having a look at them.
Lori Walton doesn't plan on staying silent on the issue.
Well, the Friends of Transition House Network is really starting to come together. We're being out there as much as possible in the events, and we're trying to form allies and get good groups, organizations, activists who are willing to stand up and speak up for those women who cannot, because if they do speak up, their abuser may seek them out again. So they really need another voice to come out into the public and raise awareness as to the crisis that's happening and the importance of transition houses in Nova Scotia. In Halifax on September 17th, we're having a Green Ribbon campaign. It's going to be the launch of the Green Ribbon campaign. You'll see them around Nova Scotia, not just in the Halifax area, over the next while. And the Green Ribbon is really going to signify the crisis that transition houses are in, the need for immediate funding to be infused into that system to help save the services and essentially save women's lives.
For Operation Wake Up on CKDU, this is David Parker in Halifax.